The Osher Lifelong Learning Institute at Berkshire Community College is presenting a talk on the Federal Reserve's response to the 2008 recession. Sandy Krieger spent more than 30 years at the Federal Reserve Bank of New York. Between 2008 and 2015, she was Executive Vice President, Chief Risk Officer, and member of the Management Committee of the bank. She retired in 2015 and does not speak on behalf of the Federal Reserve System. Krieger spoke with WAMC about what it was like inside the Federal Reserve during the recession.
Well, Jim, it was a very demanding time. It was a scary time. You know, we were seeing markets seize up in ways that we had not seen before. And, you know, people across the Federal Reserve Bank of New York and across the Federal Reserve system and the government needed to think in unprecedented ways. We drew on some things we had thought about in the past, but many things we really hadn't before. We needed to think about what was going wrong in markets. And how would we address them? What could we do within the law? And we created a number of facilities drawing on parts of the Federal Reserve Act that had only been drawn on minimally, I think, once or twice in the 1930s, in order to provide liquidity to markets and to institutions to try to get the economy back on its feet and restore confidence again. And as you know, this was something that took several years. You know, the Federal Reserve also eased monetary policy very sharply and very quickly and implemented new tools for monetary policy that would help both short-term rates be low, but also ensure that long-term rates stayed low, which aided the mortgage markets.
How specifically did the Federal Reserve respond to the economic turmoil following the housing market collapse in 2008?
So the housing market started to collapse actually in 2005, 2006. And so the actions that the Federal Reserve took began actually in 2007, accelerated in 2008, and started with some monetary policy easing and some special facilities to provide liquidity to parts of the economy that were impaired. It started with markets, it moved to institutions, it included special liquidity for markets that were impaired, like the commercial paper market, which was so important to corporations. And the point of many of these facilities was that the lack of normal funding channels should not become a source of insolvency for institutions. So the Federal Reserve, in many cases, first substituted for normal funding markets, provided a backstop so that there would be confidence that normal borrowers would be able to pay and therefore lenders should continue to lend. And in a sequence of events, the Federal Reserve attacked different elements of the banking and non-banking sectors where funding was most impaired. Again, thinking about what it could do under the law and working in unprecedented ways to provide liquidity in areas where it had heretofore not.
And because some of the actions were unprecedented or hadn't been used since the early 1900s, was there a bit of a learning curve for those working within the Federal Reserve?
There was a huge learning curve. And again, there was a part of the Federal Reserve Act that had been used after the Great Recession in the 1930s, but the types of lending that we did in 2008 through 2010 had not been done before in most cases. And so we would think about where is the impairment, where are the markets, most disrupted, how do we get funding to those parts of the markets quickly? Many of these facilities we set up in very short order, you know, in just a few days. Drawing on, again, resources within and even outside the Federal Reserve in many cases for some of the infrastructure that we needed to be able to provide funding. So, yes, huge learning curve. And, again, we worked across many different areas of the Federal Reserve system. You know, you need markets, legal, banking, infrastructure, accounting and finance, just, different areas working together, again, drawing on all of their skills to think about how do we provide these facilities in very short order.
What was it like at the Federal Reserve following the September 11th attacks?
Wow. Well, as you know, the Federal Reserve Bank of New York is downtown. The Federal Reserve Board is in Washington. So we were, very close to the terrible events of 9/11. At the Federal Reserve Bank of New York, the first thing that we were concerned with was our staff. Were they safe? Who was in the bank? Who was on their way to the bank? Could we contact them? And similarly for their families. Again, many people were on their way to work. Some people were, you know, in the World Trade Center. And so the first thing was about where is everybody? And we have a responsibility to the markets and to the banking system. And that was infrastructure. Communication was very disrupted by the events of 9/11. So we had to think about how can we get the markets restored? How can we get funding to the banking system? So we, again, worked in an unprecedented way, drawing on a very old tenet of central banking to lend freely in a crisis. And so what we did was we lent freely so that the banking system could get the funding it needed through the central bank instead of through its normal channels where the infrastructure had been disrupted by the destruction of 9/11.
How would you characterize the state of the Federal Reserve now?
The Federal Reserve today, as a result of what it learned from the financial crisis, as well as the Dodd-Frank Act, is now recognized as a systemic risk regulator, which gives it the authority to think about systemic risk in banking supervision. And the banks themselves have greater capital and liquidity requirements than they had previously, which puts them in a stronger position to withstand market disruptions. All good for the strength of the banking system, all good for confidence. The banks also are subject to stress tests today, where they actually have to go through exercises and think and look at their own balance sheets and see their ability to withstand market disruptions. So I think that the Federal Reserve and the banking system is in a much better place today. They've also done a lot of work to have resolution plans, so that a bank can think about what it would do if it needed to resolve itself. All of this going to strengthen the banking system and put us in a better position.
And finally, is there anything else in your talk that you plan to give in Pittsfield that you wanted to touch on or mention beforehand?
Well, I want people to, I know that we'll have a diverse audience, some people who probably had careers in banking, many others who, experienced the financial crisis through their own portfolios and through the media. So I want them to understand some of the essentials of banking. I want them to understand what the context was for the financial crisis, why it is that it could have happened. I want them to understand the major crisis points and the Federal Reserve actions to mitigate systemic risk, and a little bit about where we are today.